Alaska Extension Almanac.
You might think ticks are a warmer weather pest problem, but there is a species of tick that thrives during the winter months on cattle. Nebraska Extension educator Dave Boxler says both horses and cows can be affected, but he also says there are effective control measures.
Well, you know, it's kind of unusual to be dealing with a tick during the winter time period, but one species is very dominant, especially in the northern states of the United States and in Canada. And over the last 10 years or so, we've seen the winter tick kind of become more frequently encountered here in Nebraska, and especially with people who have horses and who work with their horses frequently will tend to notice, you know, horses might be scratching or itching, or there may be a spot that's rubbed free of hair, and they start looking at the horse and finding ticks. And that's most surprising to many producers. But this one particular species is a dominant species during the winter time. Its common name is the moose tick, and that is applicable especially to the northern states of the United States and Canada, where moose are very popular. But here in Nebraska, we can see the winter tick certainly on horses as well as cattle, and certainly on a lot of our wildlife, such as deer, and in some cases, some elk here in Nebraska. But this tick has a kind of interesting life cycle. It is active as an adult approximately during February into March, and then the female will come off of the animal because it's a one-host tick. It stays on the animal for most of its life cycle. Well, once the female, after she's mated, and they will mate on the animal, she will drop to the ground usually in late March, April. It depends on the temperature. And she will deposit eggs in the soil, and the eggs will be somewhat dormant for a couple of months, and then they'll break dormancy and hatch into larvae. And the larvae will hibernate through the summertime. And as we start to lose daylight in late summer, early fall, and when the temperatures drop, the larvae become active. They break hibernation, and then they'll crawl up on the tips of grass or low-growing shrubs and bushes and wait for a host to come by. And that's usually a horse, could be a cattle, it could be deer, and certainly elk. And then it starts feeding on that host for a number of days. Everyone has to deal with their horses in a different manner, but certainly, you know, there are a number of products available for treatment. And I would encourage horse owners to consult with their veterinarians. And I would also encourage horse owners or people who are applying products for the winter tick is to follow the label directions very closely. And certainly, if you're going to be applying the products this time of year, pick out a day where the sun is out, where it's reasonably warm, where you don't anticipate any moisture in the next few days, and do it early in the day so the product has a chance to dry before nightfall.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.